It's case number 12369, BB Medical Center seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as a pharmacy. Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of John J. Williams Highway. It's Route 24, approximately 773 feet east of Warrington Road. The 911 address is 18941 John J. Williams Highway, Rehoboth Beach, Zoning District AR1, Tax Parcel 334-12.00-57.00. There's 0 letters in support, 0 letters in opposition, and 8 mail returns.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Yeah, Chad Carter, 309 South Governor's Avenue, Dover, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, Board. I'm here today on behalf of BB Healthcare for the application to provide a temporary pharmacy for the pharmacy that's going to, in the full camera building that is currently under renovations. Here to answer any questions.
So the criteria for a special use exemption, would you please?
I did forget the application, but it is just a temporary use.
Mr. Porter's got a copy of your application.
Thank you.
Carter.
Sure, so let's see. It is 200 feet from the close inhabited residential property. Has existing landscape buffering. It is within the property lines and the setback lines. And the trailer is not expected to produce large amounts of noise or light pollution. It meets the code. According to the Sussex County Code of Special Use Exceptions, this is eligible for a temporary permit for a period not to exceed 5 years, which that's what we are requesting because it is undetermined the length of the remodel of the building at this time. And the owner is currently performing renovations to their existing pharmacy located within the Tunnel Cancer Center and the Bookhammer Building. And in order to continue the operations through the renovation process, the owner would just like to install this temporary pharmaceutical trailer in the parking lot and have temporary utility connections to it.
And this is what it looks like?
That's it.
Will be handicap accessible, I'm sure?
Yes, it will. It has a little landing on it. But it's mainly for not patients for use, but for the employees of Tunnel Center.
So it's not for customers to come and get a prescription. It's for
the employees to handle the pharmaceuticals.
In-house pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Compounding and making IV bags.
Exactly.
Is that put in a lot of places? Is it used like that, like a temporary?
This is the first one for me.
Okay.
So I can't speak to that.
So you can put a skirting around it too?
I do not believe so, no.
Yeah, I can't say with that.
It's just a fifth wheel trailer, basically.
Fifth wheel trailer, yeah. That'd be,
yeah.
You can do that.
So once it's put there, it's not going to be moved?
No.
Until
there, it's no longer needed, and then it'll be removed.
Is that gentleman, are you part of the application?
Yes, I'm the pharmacist who works there. So.
Oh, great.
Well then, would you please come forward and be sworn in? Thank you.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Well, that's Martin Blood. I live at 27158 Coach House Lane, Salisbury, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. Could you give us maybe a little bit more of an explanation?
Yes. So I'm the pharmacy manager at the Tunnel Cancer Center, and we will be renovating that particular cancer center to meet USP 800 guidelines. And in doing so, we have to work out of a temporary pharmacy. This germ-free company provides trailers, which are actually like semi-trailers. They're movable. They're actually registered through the DMV, and they come to the site, and they can be set up for electricity water and et cetera, and they have the necessary clean rooms for us to prepare the oncology medications for the patients. So what we're looking for is to be able to have that at the site while the renovations are being made. Later on, BB will use this for other renovation purposes for the main hospital at a later date, and it can be moved. It's not a permanent structure.
So you'll move it from this location to the hospital location?
I do not know exactly where BB will move it, but from what I understand, they are purchasing this, not leasing it, so then they will have to decide where they want to move it and store it at a later date, and then once they're done with it, I'm sure that they'll probably want to sell it.
Okay. What's your, on a good day, how long should this project last?
This project probably should be 12 weeks. I'm guessing it's going to be at least 12 weeks to renovate the pharmacy. To set this up, tomorrow the gentleman and people from Germ Free are coming to the site to look for the location along with the other representatives at BB. And it will probably take at least 3 to 4 weeks, if not longer, for that setup to occur. Notwithstanding the time that it takes for the Board of Pharmacy to approve me to use that. So once that's set up, then the Board of Pharmacy has to come in and approve us for use. And once that's approved for use, then we can start the renovation project.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions?
Will that have a security system on it?
Yes, it will. Board of Pharmacy requires that.
Security system. I'm giving it to somebody who won't be backing underneath of it and taking it away.
Exactly. I don't think people are going to want those drugs.
But. Okay.
Does anybody have any other questions? Mr. Sharp.
It looks like from looking at the map that this backs up to other lands of BB. Is that correct?
So the
first neighboring property would be BB itself.
Yep.
And I guess the one thing is this board looks at whether it would substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. I presume your testimony is that it will not do that?
That's correct.
And how many employees do you anticipate using that?
I have 7 employees from the pharmacy, so those 7 employees, maybe 8 people will be using that.
Okay.
The facility itself, we won't all be in there, probably all 3 or 4 people at a time working in there, and the rest of us will be working in the infusion center.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any other questions? All righty. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Alrighty, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12369 for BB Medical Center for the requested special use exception for this particular location. And as part of the motion, I would move that the approval be valid for a period of up to 5 years.
Okay, motion, second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons stated. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.